I'm Todd Martin. Welcome to Grounded. This is our very first podcast with Earth Optics. And I am here simply because I wanted to be, and I'm the founder. And I'm going to introduce you to Piper Smith and Gunnar Bodvarsson. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Which I've just learned means son of Bodvar in some kind of Icelandic, Norwegian, Scandinavian type of language that I'm not familiar with because I only speak English. But I want to introduce you to both Piper and Gunnar. They're going to be our hosts as we take this journey in podcasting with Grounded. So, you know, welcome Gunnar and Piper. And Piper, you're a mom of four and used to run a drug and alcohol business. No, I'm sorry. Drug and alcohol rehab business.
Drug and alcohol.
Is that right?
That is correct. I am a mom of four, six and under. So little ones.
And you have twins.
And I have twins and all boys, not a girl in sight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. There's a big RV moving by me. Well, it's not really RV. It's like a Sprinter van RV. Yes, I am in Montana working remotely, but I've got to come back. And you can see I'm wearing my jacket. It's 40 degrees and rainy here, which is much better than being in Northwest Arkansas where it's 90 degrees and not rainy.
Mm-hmm. That's even better than Minnesota, where it's, I think, 90 degrees and 10,000% humidity right now. It is a sticky mess over here.
Well,
I don't
want to
hear it. I'm in Florida.
Well, it's always a sticky mess in Florida.
What was that, Todd?
I said it's always a mess in Florida. It's always a sticky mess in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And no mosquitoes. So, Gunnar, do you have experience with mosquitoes over there in Minnesota?
You know, that's not really something I even want to talk about. That just brings up bad memories from my childhood. I've got, you know, a long list of memories with mosquitoes from all over. They're not my best friend, but they are the state bird of Minnesota. So you do have to give them a little bit of respect.
See, I've never really understood, because being in Arkansas, we had mosquitoes in South Arkansas, and God only knows, in East Arkansas, they just swarm you everywhere. And going to Minnesota, I mean, it's 1,000 miles north. Why are they not frozen to death and don't exist up there? I don't understand why there are mosquitoes in Minnesota. I just don't get it. I mean, it's only warm like 2 months out of the year.
You know, that's enough, I guess.
Do you have other bugs?
No, we have other bugs.
We've got all sorts of other bugs. We've got, you know, cicadas. I remember when I was in college, we had one of those big 17-year cicada hatches. That was kind of wild. Pine beetles, you know, those are fun to mess with. We've got all sorts, you know, it's Minnesota. We've got a lot of biodiversity up here.
I heard someone say once that Florida was like the Australia of the United States. We've got all the snakes, the gators, big biting spiders.
Yep.
Well, it's better than the alternative, which would have been being founded by criminals.
That's true. That's true.
We'll take the gators.
Yeah, for those in our audience who don't remember, you know, Australia was a prison colony of the English, and they kept sending prisoners down there, and now it's a big country. You know, so there you go. I mean, you know, people could look at Florida and some of the things going on down there and wonder the same thing, but that's a political commentary we won't get into.
Yeah, so
I did hear that Florida was built on a little bit of a Ponzi scheme. So whether you want to call that criminals or not, we could go into that one day.
Florida was built into a Ponzi scheme. That sounds like a topic for a long podcast. Mm-hmm. Gunnar, what brought you to Earth Optics? I mean, if I recall correctly, you're not a long time out of college, but you've been here now for a couple of years and had a multitude of roles. In being a multitude of roles in the positive sense, as in you did a job well, and then you got promoted to another job, and then you got promoted to another job, not as in you can't find anything particularly that you're good at. You're very good, so you moved up. So what brought you to Earth Optics?
Yeah, no, you're completely right. I've only been out of college for probably exactly 2 years now, since it's you know, late spring, early summer of 2024. So yeah, I graduated from St. Olaf College in spring, May of 2022, with a degree in biology. I initially thought I wanted to go into fisheries until I learned that you're too busy to fish during fishing season. So I was like, all right, that's not going to work. And in doing so, or kind of in parallel, I got just really interested in agriculture, both in a, you know, commercial sense, but also, you know, CSA, small scale regenerative ag. So when I was in college, I started to work on a few different farms in the area. I ended up running my school's farm for a summer, and just kept falling deeper and deeper into a rabbit hole that is agriculture. And when I graduated, I worked as a farmhand for about 6 months for a small vegetable farm just south of Mankato, Minnesota. And then as the season kind of wrapped up, Todd, like you were saying, it gets pretty cold in Minnesota. It's only warm for a few months. And so at some point, you know, crops aren't growing and you need to find something else to do, or I could just take unemployment. And I remember I had finished an interview at some crappy dive bar. I was just going to flip burgers for the winter just to get through. And I went home that night, and I think on LinkedIn, or not LinkedIn, on Indeed, I found an opening for a field technician job with a company called Earth Optics. And it was like, I don't know who this Earth Optics company is, but I guess I'll apply and see what happens. And I remember after my first interview, I forget who it was with at this time, but I just remember thinking, wow, this sounds like a really amazing company. I'm not even making that up. I think I remember calling my mom and saying, like, I found the company I'm going to be with for quite some time, hopefully, assuming they hire me. And that's all 100% true. And then I spent about 8 months as a field technician. I went all over the country, worked on a variety of projects. That was really great. And then spring of last year, so about exactly a year ago from now, I got a really amazing opportunity to move into an internship where I was working with Lars Dierud, our CEO, and he's the guest of our second episode. That went really, really well. I ended up moving back home to start a remote position, kind of just continuing that on. And then, yeah, like you said, Todd, I've worked at a few different positions, some at the same time at this company. I really like hats, and I'm fine with balancing a few on my head if need be.
A few.
That's perfect. Hey, here's the question, though. This is the really important thing for me. So one of the first stories I heard about you came from Lars. He said, you know, freaking Gunnar is a rock star. And I said, yeah, how do you mean he's a rock star? Man, he was going someplace and it just turned into Gunnar Fest. All his friends just spread word around, Gunnar's back. And they all had this one place had this big party just because you returned. It was like you were the prodigal son, rock star, all rolled into one. What's that all about?
Oh, Gunnar my God. Fest. That was at the Hewing Hotel in Minneapolis last summer. So I lived on the road as a field tech for 8 months. And so I'd kind of, you know, set a lot of my, I didn't set my personal relationships on the back burner, but it was like, look, guys, I'm at work and I'll see you when I see you. And then, yeah, I was back in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis for a week or so. And I remember, I think I told one friend, like, hey, I'll be at this hotel. There's a rooftop bar. Meet me at 8 p.m. or whatever. And all of a sudden it's like 7:55 and two friends show up. And I was like, all right, so we've 2x'd what I thought was going to be happening tonight. Pretty soon, like six more friends showed up. And eventually the whole rooftop was just a bunch of my friends. I remember I looked at Lars and David Murr was there too. And I was like, look, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to commandeer this whole party here. And they were like, no, this is awesome. We haven't hung out with this many young people in quite a while.
Gunnar Fest. Next time, send invitations out to the, company. We'll all make arrangements to get there, make it a thing.
Hey, we can do a live podcast.
Tell us your title.
My title, oh my God. Okay, so my title is Strategic Operations Specialist. I think the best part about it is it's an acronym for SOS. I think a lot of people like to come to me with their problems, waving the white flag. That's my title. I always tell people, so I kind of split my time between operations and the sales department, and I probably shouldn't admit this, but in a lot of those sales calls, I'll just flat out say, look, here's my title. Forget about it. It doesn't mean anything. It's just got a funny acronym.
It means everything. You wear all the hats. That's what it means.
You know, I try to.
SOS. See, I didn't even know that, but I knew to call you if I was in trouble.
Yep. Yep. I mean, you needed a host for a podcast. Called me up.
That's it. You're the guy.
Yep.
Piper. You know, here you are. You've also come into Earth Optics. I guess you're now in year two or three.
Year two. Year two.
And you're handling all of our service providers and all of our partners, as we call all that. How did you get here and why did you want to come? And tell us a little bit about what you were doing before and, you know, all that good fun stuff.
Yeah, well, I also graduated from college recently in 2014. In my mind, it was recently. I know that was like over a decade ago.
This is 2024, Piper. This is Piper,
I could think of it was 2 years ago.
Piper, I couldn't even drive at that point in time.
Don't tell me that, Grinar. I'm supposed to be the young one in the crowd. I'm slowly losing it. But anyway, so I graduated from University of Florida with a major in sustainability studies. I was the second graduating class with that major, but I started out, that major didn't exist when I started there. So I started out in the ag college with an animal sciences major. I took some of that when I left and then moved to California shortly thereafter, where I worked for a restaurant that sold meatballs. So much like Gunnar's burger flipping, I took a job as soon as I got there. It was one of Yelp's top five restaurants in the United States for 3 years running. It had a line out the door every day. And I worked there for a year and a half in California because I made excellent money selling meatballs from 4 to 10 every day. Then started our own family business, Drug and Alcohol Rehab Center, which we sold. That for about 5 years, and then saw a job posting for this. I was looking to get back into tech. I was actually interviewing with a few companies locally, more corporate, nationally focused companies. Hopped on LinkedIn and saw Lars posting. It was my first time on LinkedIn in like 5 years, and I saw this job posting and immediately like beelined it for Earth Optics. I was like, this is where I've got to work. Interviewed, and here I am 2 years later.
Okay, so what I got out of this is, A, you're a Florida Gator.
Yes.
Which is not a good thing for me because, you know, it's SEC and, you know, Gators. And as a matter of fact, what I did find very humorous was just this past weekend, Florida was playing Texas A&M in the College World Series, and two, not one, but two Texas A&M people, and, you know, our producer knows Texas A&M well, Texas A&M people got thrown out of the Florida-Texas A&M game at the College World Series, which is a very nice thing. You know, you're out there playing, everybody feels pretty good, because they were cussing at the Florida players in the dugout, and they got booted from the park and told they couldn't come back. So, yeah, that's, you know, SEC. So I got SEC Florida Gators out of that. Well, let's see, you know, really and truly, I just wanted to take a few minutes with everybody so that they could get to know you as we start out on this podcasting journey, and because y'all will be hosting this going forward and rolling, and hopefully we'll have a lot of fun and give a lot of information. And I'll just ask one other thing, because that's all I have, and we'll close up. What closing comments do y'all have?
Well, I can start. I'm just really, really excited to be here. I think after you called me asking if I would do this podcast or co-host this podcast, I told my girlfriend that Todd just gave you the biggest Christmas gift of all, because finally I'll be able to get all my Earth Optics nonsense out before I have to give her an ear beating every night. So no, I'm really excited to be here. This is going to be really fun.
You know, I do play Santa Claus in another life.
You know, I'm aware legitimately, of that.
So that Christmas thing, it's a big deal.
Oh, I know. What did I tell you when you first called me about this? Christmas came early or something?
Christmas came early. You sure did, bud. You sure did. Yep. Piper, what about you?
Oh, no specific comments from me. I'm pumped to be here. I don't have an ag background like so many of the folks that we work with. And so for me, it's a learning opportunity as much as it is a chance to just participate and grow in Earth Optics and giving folks something to learn about.
Well, that'll be awesome. I'm telling you what, I think it'll be a great thing for our customers out there, for farmers to learn a lot about. We're going to interview some people along the way, try to teach them a little bit about carbon, a little bit more about agriculture and regenerative practices, so, and how Earth Optics can really impact their business too along the way. So thank you very much for joining us today. Stay grounded.